I'm Airman Hayden Henley. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, the history of the 31st Fighter Wing and reduced radio programs. On April 1st, 1994, the 31st Fighter Wing was reactivated at Aviano Air Base, Italy, after inactivating at Homestead Air Force Base, Florida. 2 years earlier, Hurricane Andrew devastated Homestead, leading to the base's closure. But during realignment talks, the Air Force chose to preserve the wing's legacy, giving it new life in Aviano.
Soon after arriving at Aviano, the 31st Fighter Wing began supporting combat operations over the Balkans. At the time, Italian Air Force in Aviano was already involved in a United Nations and NATO peacekeeping mission in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Operation Deny Flight. The newly relocated U.S. Air Force Wing expanded its involvement into a series of missions, including Deny Flight, Deliberate Force, Decisive Edge, Deliberate Guard, Deliberate Forge, Joint Guardian, and the notable Operation Allied Force. In 2000, the 31st began supporting U.S. Central Command operations such as Southern Watch, Northern Watch, Enduring Freedom, Iraqi Freedom, Just Cause, Northern Delay, and Freedom Sentinel. During the Global War on Terror, thousands of airmen from across the wing deployed individually and in groups throughout the CENTCOM area of responsibility. The wing expanded its mission set in 2018 by assuming command of two rescue squadrons and later two geographically separated units focused on unmanned aerial operations in 2021 and 2022. Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen, American Forces Network Aviano broadcast producer, recounts the 31st Fighter Wing's achievements throughout the years.
So for the past 31 years, the 31st Fighter Wing has thrived in the European theater. Not only has it strengthened the NATO alliance, but deterred adversaries and ensured regional stability through continuous operations and rapid deployment capabilities. And it's thanks to the hard work and dedication of Wyvern Nation that we are able to continue adding to the rich heritage of the wing.
Sorensen also notes that as the only permanent-based U.S. fighter wing south of the Alps, Aviano's strategic value is clear and enduring. I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer, AFN News.
Reduced radio programs with your Air Force News. I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards. The American Forces Network, or AFN, is reducing radio programs to better streamline operations. The reductions in radio programs include removal of AFN Legacy, Freedom Rock, The Blend, and Joe Radio. Commercially produced podcasts will also no longer be available on the audio streaming service AFN Go. DoD members overseas can download both AFN Go and the television streaming app AFN Now. In addition to mobile devices, both apps are available for download on smart devices and TVs with app functionality. The AFN Go app will continue providing military audiences with a variety of top-rated music, entertainment, and news channels. And AFN's 24 Eagle radio stations around the world will continue serving U.S. military communities overseas. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman Hayden Henley.